Good morning and welcome to Citizens Information Systems Advisory Committee web conference. This meeting is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene at 10 a.m. Today's conference is hosted through the Zoom platform. For any users who are attending today's session through the public link, you are automatically in listen-only mode. Citizens Board and Committee meetings are recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. Chairman Holton, would you like me to proceed with roll call?
Yes, please.
Chairman Holton?
Here.
Governor Castrol?
Here.
Brian Foley?
Here.
John Vaughn?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you so much. I'll call the meeting to order. Welcome everyone to the December 8th ISAC Zoom conference. First order of business is approval of the prior minutes. Do I have a motion?
This is John Vaughn, a motion to approve.
Thank you, John. Is there a second?
Hi, it's Will Castro, second.
Thank you, Will. Wendy, please call the roll.
Governor Castrol?
Yes.
Brian Foley?
Yes.
John Vaughn?
Yes.
Chairman Holton?
Yes.
It passes.
Thank you. Next order of business, I'll recognize Kelly Booten to provide the Chief Operating Officer update. Kelly, you're recognized.
Good morning. I just have a few words today ahead of the one agenda item. As 2020 draws to a close, I would like to acknowledge the technology teams and enterprise operations leadership for their commitment and unwavering ability to adapt to the events of 2020. It has been a unique year for sure with COVID and Citizens' recent growth in new business. As always, a lot was accomplished, some planned and some unplanned. I would also like to thank the committee members for your support and our technology advisors for reviewing our IT strategic plan in detail and providing input on other items throughout the year. We value your partnership. At the next meeting, we will get back to program and strategy updates. For this meeting, we just have one item, the technology infrastructure, software, and professional and staff augmentation services, part two action item. Governor Holton, should I move on to the agenda item?
Please do.
Okay. Each year, we present an omnibus-style action item for technology contracts that correlate to spend in the upcoming budget. At the last meeting, I presented part one, which was primarily focused on anticipated purchases in January through April of 2021, and was approved by the board in the amount of $15,397,676. Today, we are seeking approval for a second action item, part two, that is primarily focused on anticipated purchases in May through December of 2021. This action item requests contracting approval in the amount of $11,185,785 under the three spend categories of infrastructure, software, and professional and staff augmentation services. The estimated contract spend is $733,402 for infrastructure, $8,898,551 for software, and $1,553,832 for professional and staff augmentation services. The action item also includes more detailed breakdowns of anticipated expenditures within each of these three categories. The larger expenditures are in the software category for purchases such as document storage, document capture, policyholder portal, Microsoft Enterprise Agreement, and IT smattering of IT security items. Of the $11,185,785 contract spend approval for part two, $9,741,595 is included in the 2021 budget, which will be presented to the board in December. For purchases having a contract term extending beyond 2021, funding for subsequent contract years will be budgeted in the appropriate budget year. In total for part one and part two combined, the contract spend is $26,585,461, and the corresponding 2021 budget amount is $22,889,349. In this action item, there's also an additional contract source added for cloud solutions. I can pause for questions or read the recommendation.
Members, questions for Kelly at this point? Okay, none being heard. Kelly, please proceed forward.
Staff recommends that the ISAC approve the technology infrastructure, software, and professional and staff augmentation services part two action item totaling $11,185,785 approve the recently authorized alternative contract source 4323-0000 NASPO 16 ACS Cloud Solutions for contracting pursuant to the previously approved action item for technology infrastructure, software, and professional staff augmentation services part one, and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item.
Members, any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Yeah, this is Brian. I have one quick question, Kelly. I'm not that good at math, but it seemed like you were asking for more than the budgeted items. How is the additional going to be covered?
They're in they're multi-year contracts, so those would be approved in the budget for the following year. But the contract itself is, yeah, we're approving the contracts with this action item.
Got it. I get it. Thank you.
Other questions? Okay, if not, I will take a motion.
This is Brian, motion to approve.
Thank you. Brian, is there a second?
Hi, it's Will, second.
Thank you, Will. Any further discussion? None being heard. Wendy, please call the roll.
My apologies, I was on mute. Governor Castrol?
Yes.
Brian Foley?
Yes.
John Vaughn?
Yes.
Chairman Holton?
Yes.
Action item passes.
Thank you for that, Wendy. And Kelly, as I understand it, there are no other action items or regular agenda items.
No.
Thank you for that very succinct and great presentation there. Is there any new business to come before the good of the order? Okay, none being heard. Our next meeting will be in March, and staff will reach out prior to that to set the schedules. Hopefully, we'll get beyond Zoom at a certain point, but that's uncertain at this juncture. So everyone just stay tuned and have a very happy holidays. See everyone at the board meeting or talk to everyone at the board meeting next week. If there's no other business, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Hi, it's Will. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Will. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everyone, and talk soon.
Take care. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Holidays.